You must have a target to accomplish anything in your life. Without a target, you will move through life aimlessly. And the quality of your target is vital to the results that you get. This is why your goals in relation to unlimiting the greater you are so important. Now that you have determined your new identity, you are in a position to set goals that are in agreement with the greater you and your new identity. Prior to your new identity, your old identity could only set goals up to the level of your old identity's standards and viewpoint. You could not go beyond your identity. So now that you have established your new identity, you must set goals that reflect your new identity. The goals that you were capable of setting before with your old identity were too small. The quality was not where it needed to be. But with your new identity, your goals can now be set much higher because you can see things differently. You have a new perspective on life, where before your perspective was only in the dimension that it was for your old identity. But with your new identity, your goals will go to a higher level and on a deeper level, where the quantity and the quality will be highly improved. As we think about your goals, we want to set them high to the point where you feel uncomfortable if you looked at it from your old identity standpoint. The goals you set for your new identity should make your old identity uncomfortable. Butterflies in your stomach, afraid. If the goals you set for your new identity don't do that for your old identity, then those goals are not big enough. The goals must be super big because you must have to stretch yourself to reach them. You must have to expand yourself and go deep down to reach these big goals. You must have to put forth enormous effort to reach these goals. You must have enormous focus to reach these goals. You cannot unlimit the greater you with goals that make you feel comfortable. You may say, don't the goals have to be realistic? The goals that you set must be beyond what your old identity considers realistic. The goals must be realistic for the new identity, and what the new identity thinks is realistic, the old identity will not think is realistic. So remember, these goals that you set should feel unrealistic for your old identity, but for your new identity, they're realistic and they're big. They're super big. Something that you feel is really worthwhile with going after. It has to be worthwhile for you to go after. Nothing minor, significant. And you need to set these big goals for every area of your life. These goals give you a reason to wake up in the morning. These goals excite you to get up in the morning. These goals give you an intense fire for life. That's how big these goals need to be. And when I say big, another word for big can be significant, meaningful. These goals need to be extremely significant for your life and meaningful. You need to have a reason to reach these goals that is far-reaching to the deepness of your soul. Why do you want to accomplish these goals? Why? Why? Is it a better life for your children, for your parents? What reason do you have? Your reasoning must be significant. Your reasoning for it must be significant. It's something that you have to think about. It's something that you have to think about. And you have to really think carefully on it. To think about the reason. I don't want my children to live without me, and I die prematurely because I don't take care of my health. I eat terrible. My physical activity is practically nothing. And I prematurely die and leave my children without me. So I'm going to set a goal, a big goal for my health and fitness, because I want my children to have me around. That's a significant reason of setting a big goal for your health and fitness. Okay? That's an example. So your reason why must be meaningful. It must be significant for each big goal that you set. And you have to remember, don't leave any area of your life without a big goal. If you neglect to set a big goal for a given area of your life, then that area is left vulnerable to be mediocre or even worse than that. And that's certainly not what you want. So don't leave any goal unturned. Set a goal for every area of your life. Once you set big goals for each area of your life, I need you to set a plan for that goal. Set a plan for that goal, for that particular area of life, and set a plan that will help you get to that goal. This is where you break it down into smaller pieces. You started with that gigantic goal. Now we want to break it down into smaller steps. We want to break it down into smaller steps. Let's think backwards to what it would take. Let's set the steps. Once we get the steps, those steps will turn into tasks that we need to do each day. Then our focus for each day will be to complete those tasks. That's what we'll be focused on, is completing the tasks. When we complete the tasks for each day, we have done our job. And as we do that, day after day after day, we will eventually reach that goal. And we need to have marks of success on a timeline. Okay? 1 week goals, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, a year, an outcome that we want to see at those different markers. And with our plan, and we set the tasks that we have to do, our focus won't be on the outcome each day. Our focus will be on completing the tasks each and every day. And when we do that, we can feel that we've done our job. Those are things we can control. We can control what we do concerning those tasks each and every day. You can get inspiration from your role models that you have listed in the other areas of the program, and research their life to see what tasks they take each day to be where they are, to have accomplished what they have. And let that be an inspiration for the tasks that you need to complete. And once you set those tasks, have a laser beam focus to do those tasks every day. Don't let anything get in your way of completing those tasks. Let nothing get in your way of completing those tasks. There will be distractions that will come. There will be obstacles that will attempt to get in your way. But you have to say to yourself, I am going to let nothing stop me from completing these tasks. These tasks are a priority on your daily list of things to do. You must complete those tasks each day, no matter what. You make sure those tasks get done. You focus on getting those tasks done first each day, and then do other things. Those tasks are a priority, and that's how you have to look at it. And you will eventually reach your goals, those big goals, as you do this. The ball is in your court. You have control to reach those goals based on you performing those smaller tasks. Each action you take with performing those tasks will accumulate until you're reaching the big goal. So don't get discouraged because that big goal is not coming fast enough. You're not focused on that. You need to know that it will happen. It will happen. As long as you complete your daily tasks. That's all you're focused on. Each day, don't focus on anything else. Your success is completing those tasks. That's what you're focused on. Nothing else. Nothing else. Complete your daily tasks. Make sure that you evaluate what you're doing, your plan. Maybe you forgot some tags that need to be incorporated. If that happens, put those tags into the equation and start doing those tags. You always want to examine what's going on. Always examine the plan. See how things are working out. That's why you have those markers along the way to your big goal. The 1 week marker, the 1 month marker, 3 month marker, the 6 month marker, the 1 year marker. You may even put a 9 month marker in there. And you make sure things are going in the right direction. If not, you make some tweaks, add in some tags, and you do that as well. And you're going to get there. Don't give up. Just keep your eye on the daily tasks. That's what you need to do. Focus on the daily tasks. Don't get discouraged about things not happening fast enough. You just focus on the daily tasks and you will get there. You will get there.